I find them very respectable professionals. However, there are many, many more that I don't know. Some of them have come from backgrounds that are much more tribal. Others may have connections with radical groups. I don't really know. I think that one of the best things that the United States government and other, such as the government of France, is to put some really qualified diplomats in Benghazi. We sent a young foreign service officer who had previously been the chargé of our embassy in Tripoli. He is a highly qualified Arabist. So we're talking about the composition of the government, which is promising but still a little uncertain, and we're also talking about their capabilities. They've made it very clear, by the way, that they do not consider themselves in any way to be an alternative to Gaddafi's government, only as an interim step. They've said, for example, that the first thing they do when Gaddafi is overthrown, they will transfer themselves to Tripoli.
There have been various accusations flying around following the death of the rebel commander Abdel Fattah Younes. Reading between the lines, what do you think happened?
One has to understand there were a number of people, leading individuals in the Transitional National Council, who had formerly been close confidants of Muammar Gaddafi, part of his government, notably Abdel Fattah Younes, who was the top military leader, but also Mustafa Abdel Jalil, the president of the Transitional National Council, who'd been justice minister, and the current prime minister, effectively, of the cabinet, who has been asked now to form a new cabinet, Mahmoud Jibril, was also a top economic planning individual in the Tripoli government. I met him in Tripoli, for example, when he was functioning as a representative of the government. So these individuals have a past association with the regime, which may well be resented strongly by some of the young rebels and some of the people who may have more parochial concerns about representing their own faction, their own tribal group, their own ideological element, and that's something that has to be sorted out.
It's come to light that the rebels have developed a new blueprint of 70 pages, which looks at a post-Muammar Gaddafi Libya.
The contact group of NATO and Arab and UN officials, they've made it very clear to the Transitional National Council that we look to them to be inclusive, all regions of the country, so that they are genuinely national and not marked by some kind of regional domination, and also to be inclusive of people who have, over the decades, worked closely with the Gaddafi government. I think we have to face realities that many, many very qualified professionals and many very decent and capable political figures have been associated closely with the Gaddafi regime, and they should have a future in Libyan politics.